News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Acting President of the National Water Commission NWC, Mark Barnett, says water restrictions in the Kingston metropolitan area and sections of St. Catherine will not be lifted unless the public water storage facilities reflect at least 65% storage capacity. Addressing last Wednesday's Heads of Agencies meeting at the Water Ministry, Mr. Barnett said though the recent rainfall brought some relief, it had no significant impact on the storage levels in the Hermitage or Mona reservoirs.
Considering those minor changes, the restrictions still remain, and that will be enforced unless we see some continued improvement. So if the changes are continuous, then we may revise the schedule that we currently have in place for the corporate area.
Mr. Barnett says currently the storage level at the Hermitage facility is a little over 40 million gallons, while the Mona facility contains about 4 million. Work is to begin on a 304-bed, two-story medium-risk block at the Tamarind Farm Adult Correctional Facility. This following the signing of a $164 million contract for the improvement project. The contract was signed last Thursday by the Ministry of National Security, M&M Jamaica Limited, and the Department of Correctional Services. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the move will facilitate the separation of high-risk prisoners from those considered medium to low-risk. He says it will also provide the necessary rehabilitation for those incarcerated.
The best practice would be to separate first-time offenders or medium-risk offenders from hardened criminals who generally are reserved for the maximum security facilities.
Minister Bunting says it is the first in decades that capital expenditure is going into the correctional system, noting that the construction of the new block is a modest but important start in the expenditure required by the correctional department. The Jamaica Public Service, JPS, last week announced that customers should see a 7% reduction in their electricity bills this month. This as the company passes on savings from reduced fuel prices to its customers. The total cost per kilowatt hour of electricity has fallen from 27 U.S. cents to 24 U.S. cents or 28 Jamaican dollars and 18 cents. Customers who use 165 kilowatt hours per month will be paying $369.78 less this month compared to last month.
This is very good news for us because we do know that the cost of electricity is at the top of our customers' minds. So we continue to improve our own efficiencies, and that combined with the lower cost of fuel is a saving to us and to our customers.
Director of Corporate Communications at JPS, Winsome Callum. And the manpower of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has been boosted with the graduation of 244 new recruits from the National Police College of Jamaica in Twynham Park, St. Catherine. The graduates, comprising 198 males and 46 females, completed 7 months of rigorous training, which included law and police procedures, baton and firearm expertise, and practical policing psychology and sociology. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting, in his address to the graduates last week, urged the new recruits to serve with professionalism and integrity.
For most people in Jamaica, the police officer is the principal representative of the state. So please represent with professionalism and passion.
The ceremony also included the presentation of 5 special awards for Best Shot, Highest Mark Obtained, Best Christian Principles, Best All-Round Student, and Best Leadership Qualities. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Government pensioners, in order to serve you better, the Accountant General's Department has started sending text message alerts and reminders. Get notified when a payment is sent to your account or when your life certificate is due. Keep up to date with developments at the AGD. Get on board to get your text alerts. Just provide your telephone number and an email address. Visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.